and welcome back to the Pixel Productions podcast. Today, in this Just Chat, we will talk about the company of developers, 1UP Studios.
Before we start, we wanted to tell you that we are grateful for the support you have given us recently. We didn't actually think we'd be able to make it this far, especially with the break we've taken recently. And we're grateful that you guys are helping us.
How many plays do we have?
We actually have 304, which is pretty good. Although we want to do better, so if you guys can support us by sharing it with your family and friends, that would be very helpful. So please share that with your family and friends. You guys can also sign up for a newsletter that we occasionally email about maybe why we're not releasing as much, or maybe a list of episodes that are soon to be coming and all that stuff. You can access that on our website. Let's get started.
The history of this company is very complicated, but it started on June 30th, 2000. The name of this time was called Brownie Brown, and had major developers as the Game Boy and SNES series. Mana. I just like the name Brownie Brown. And it's Mana is a role-playing action game. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. This company was started as its very own company.
This company made smaller games of their own. Well, so while Nintendo would work on New Super Mario Bros. 1, oh wait, sorry, New Super Mario Bros., 1UP Studios named Brownie Brown at the time, which is a very weird name, I'm just gonna say that.
I like the name. Makes me think of Charlie Brown.
It actually does. Wow.
I don't know why.
Probably because it's... Anyway, would make the Japanese exclusive game Magical Vacation. This isn't to say that 1UP Studios didn't help make big games. They usually did. But sometimes they, and most times, they would make smaller games.
Is this, like, sequel or prequel of Go Vacation?
It's not related at all.
It's not?
Nope.
It sounds so much... Whatever. It just seems like they would be related.
Well, they're not, so yeah, get away. I'm joking.
This is a family friendly, okay?
So yeah. They were their own company, but they helped Nintendo a lot.
13 years after the company was made, February 1st, 2013, they announced that because they were working with Nintendo more, they should change their name to 1UP Studios. After this name change, co-founder Shikani
Kamioka. His name is Shinichi. Kamioka.
I'm gonna call him.
He left to start an independent development studio named Brownies. This man really loves brownies.
Hey, he does.
From then on, this company has helped Nintendo make many iconic games that we all know and love. You can listen to a couple of our past episodes and hear where they're from.
What are some of the games that they've made?
I don't know exactly, but I know that they helped a lot with
Animal Crossing.
Older games. And I think they helped a little bit with Animal Crossing. I think they helped a little bit in making...
He's in Super Smash Bros. And he's like a cartoon. And he like carries flags that have numbers. The most powerful. What's his name?
Mr. Game & Watch.
Mr. Game & Watch. Did they help with that?
I don't know. I'd bet so, though. But that was a lot older than their time, I think. But I don't know for sure. That's all we have for this Just Chat. If you guys enjoyed this Just Chat, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your family and friends.
See you guys in the next episode of the Pixel Productions Podcast.
See you guys.